Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Marvin Sapp with Never Would Have Made It. I don't know if you've ever gotten to that realization that had it not been for the Lord on my side, remember that old hymn? Whew, tell me, where would I be? The great news is we have gotten to that moment I've been raving about. It is Father's Matter moment. And I can tell you, Ugutuputandile made sure he came through with his Father's Matter t-shirt draped there. And I'm hoping Lireko will also show me his video. If you're not wearing a Father's Matter t-shirt, Lireko, don't come. Do not show me your video. I'm kidding. Put your video on if you can. But unfortunately, you will not be seeing Andile as well. And so this afternoon in studio, in the flesh, I have got Andile Maphosa. And on the line, I have got our second guest, Lireko. I don't know if you can hear me, Lireko. I did see a bit of a video from him, but I'm not getting audio from him. Lireko, hello.
Yes, I can.
There you are. How are you doing?
I am well. How are you? Thanks for having me. And Andile, thanks for having us.
I'm good. Do you know why I'm starting with you?
No.
Because Andile and I broke the rules. I already said hi to him earlier on. Him and I have been having a great time here.
I guess it's a hi.
Exactly. Oh, man. So I think let's start with a proper introduction. We know Andile, but Andile, you just tell us who you are, what you do at Hotlines, and then we're going to move to Lireko as well.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andile Maphosa, and I am the tech lead for Hotlines.
People with radio voices. Nimvil. Lireko, good afternoon. If you can give a proper introduction and like a proper, precise introduction of who you are to Hotlines as well.
Hey, the pressure. I've got a lot of work colleagues who are in the radio space. So, hey, don't come in. Lireko Mfono here, Father's Matter project coordinator. Yeah, excited to be here with you guys.
And just to remind you, the Father's Matter campaign is a national initiative by Hotlines that promotes the positive, active presence of fathers and father figures in children's lives. And through films, community conversations, digital tools like the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach, the campaign inspires men to be more present, more involved and connected with their children. Isn't that just beautiful? So here to unpack more on this are two gentlemen from Hotlines. As you've heard them, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be formal about it. It's Andile and Lireko. I'm not going to say your surnames, gentlemen, but an official welcome to Radio Pulpit. Man, I'm just so happy. And I think this is because I haven't had much of you guys from Hotlines in studio with me. So this is really, really a beautiful moment, I must say. So let's start with you, Lireko. Let's start with the big picture. Let's start here. What is the Father's Matter project all about?
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, is there an issue any bigger than fatherhood in our country? You know, fatherhood absence. Father crisis. So really the project, what it seeks to do is to promote the active and positive. Hello?
Okay, no, we can hear you now. You were breaking a lot in the beginning.
Are you losing me?
We've got you back now.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Are we good?
Perfectly.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So the project seeks to promote the active and positive presence of men in the lives of children. We started the project in 2019, and it really started with the question, do fathers matter? I'm sure you're all privy to what's happening across our communities with fatherhood absence. But it really started to, where are they? What's happening in our country? And why do we not have fathers presently raising their kids, you know, actively and positively present? And so it started with that question. Often with Hotlines, we start with research. You know, we try to understand the problem that we're trying to address. And in this particular program,
we're
trying to research on fatherhood in the country. So then from that point forth, we...
Nereko, I think we're losing there. What I'm going to do quickly... And Andile is going to send me your cell phone number quickly and we'll do a soft call because I think the coverage is not the greatest right now.
Okay, I was trying to change my bandwidth now to see if it might not work.
Technology better. People, please go ahead. Okay. I didn't even know there was such.
Okay. I think it should be much better.
Yeah? Yeah, it sounded more audible. You guys must teach me what that is. How do you change about bandwidth? We're back. So you can continue. Apologies for that.
Yeah, my apologies. So yeah, we with Heartlines, we try to understand the problem that we're trying to address. And in this particular case, it was really the problem of father absence in South Africa. We have a historical legacy of absent fatherhood. Mm. And so in modern time, we looked at what's happening across the country on the ground. And without going too much into detail, we found that the number one issue with father absence in the country is really economics, you know, finances. Mm. Across the world, but much more in South Africa, when a father is unable to provide for their family, he's seen as unnecessary, you know, because fathers are supposed to be providers. And when you look at our unemployment rate affecting men in our country, then it's a bit of a pot of issues, you know, that we have to address. And so we took that research and then we delved into films. I mean, people know Heartlines with our films and our resources. Then we took the research. We developed films, six films that were on SABC2. We partnered with the SABC2 to create really a national conversation on fatherhood. Fathers, you are needed in the lives of children. When fathers are not there, children are more likely to get into substance abuse, teenage pregnancy, school dropouts. I mean, the statistics are staggering. And so we then went on to try and engage the nation in the national conversation around fatherhood and really promoting positive and active fatherhood, also through social fathers. And so that's really the bigger picture, is really having a national conversation that brings fatherhood at the forefront, to say, fathers, you are needed. And the role that you ought to play ought to be active and positive.
Honestly, as you're speaking, Lerego, I'm thinking, I don't know how you guys push successfully so this agenda. As you're speaking, the issue is economics. And the truth is, you will face a lot of rebuttal in our South African spaces with regard to this conversation. Because the argument is always, Aibo, uzanandoni, if he's not coming with money, then what, you know? But yes, for absolutely. The conversation to actually be at this level, Lerego, I can tell you now, you guys are making good noise enough. In that regard, I must tell you, because it's difficult out here in these streets. Maybe let me ask you this, Andile. Why is it so important to focus on fathers and father figures in South Africa right now?
So the reason we do need to focus on fathers and father figures is, as Lereko said, there is proven benefits to a present, active and positive father or father figure in the life of a child.
Mm.
And everyone agrees. Yeah, mothers are important.
Yeah.
Right? But when you say dads are important, there's that,
There's reservation.
Lots of reservation. Mm. And us saying that fathers are equally important is not taking away from the importance of mothers.
Mm.
I think we definitely need to salute the mothers who have done a great job in raising kids.
Mm.
But we also need the men to begin to step up. And the reason we want to focus on them during this particular month of June is because we've got Father's Day and we've got Youth Month. And those are two key areas that we do need to focus on if we're to positively shape the outlook of South Africa. And so focusing on fathers as well as father figures, because sometimes maybe the biological father is not around. And this is where father figures or social fathers step into the picture. They step into that father role well. And what we're trying to do is let people know that you might not be a biological dad, but you are an uncle, you are a grandfather, you are a cousin, you're an older brother. All of those can step into the role as a father as well.
Well, you're welcome to add, Lerico.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, most children in South Africa do not grow up without their biological fathers, but the State of South African Fatherhood Report, which is such an important resource with people working in the fatherhood space, have recently, over the past couple of years, have been releasing a report every other year or so. And it so turns out that most children do have an access to a father figure in their lives. Most children do have access to a father figure in their lives. So it's really just the importance of equipping those father figures, those men, those uncles that Andile has been talking about, equipping them and allowing communities also to engage and see that it's important for communities to galvanize and to gather around these father figures who are fulfilling the spaces that these fathers are not there to fulfill. So, and so what do we do with that? Biological fathers, mainly not there, but father figures are there. Let's rather equip these father figures to be able to play an important role, you know, of giving these children attention, affirmation, support, life skills, knowledge skills. And so there's such an important role that these father figures play.
Wow. Now, tell me, Lereko, you know, we've heard that June is an important month for the Fathers Matter Project. What can people look forward to in the month of June?
You know, we're trying, we've got such a huge, huge vision for June. You know, often, I mean, even over the weekend, I was having a chat with some friends, and June is often seen, I mean, even you probably, and I won't judge you for this, when you think of June, you think of Youth Month.
Of course.
It's like, yeah, Youth Month. But we also have Father's Day happening in June, you know, and so what is it going to take for us to start seeing Youth Month? Yes, June month as Youth Day, but also seeing it as a day or a month for dads, you know, a month for fathers, because it's such an important thing. So we're trying really to reshape mindsets around that, to say June month is coming up. We've just had a webinar today. How do we shift the dial and get people across the country to start seeing June month as also Father's Day month? So we're having quite an important month. We always have stuff happening in June, but particularly this year, we're launching, we call it our seventh film. So we released six films, short films, that had to do with fatherhood based on our research that we had gathered in 2019, had made mention of that. And so we're releasing our seventh film, and the film is called Playing Dad. And so often with our films, it's not just, you know, nice to view. It's really films that are there to impact communities across the country. And so we're launching our seventh film called Playing Dad. It's really a story about a father, a traditional man, who learns to play with his child. We know play has a lot of benefits for the development of children. Children learn through play. And so the film really, we're launching it on the 13th of June on our platforms. I'm sure Andile will talk a little bit more about that. But it's really a national conversation around what does it mean to be a father today, and how do we challenge some of the traditional notions that we've had about fatherhood, that a father shouldn't, you know, spend time with their kids, that all that a father is good for is to put bacon on the table, you know. So this film is really, we're bringing such a crucial discussion around what more can I do as a dad if I'm working? And if I'm not working, what's my utility in the home or in the life of my children? And so we're bringing that up forward, and we're saying, let's have a chat, but more than a chat, let's move towards getting dads involved, you know, with their children.
Lereko, I see you've run ahead of us there. That's absolutely okay. I will talk more about also how we can view it. But I think I want to come back to you, Andile. Let's talk about the coach now. You know, you are the man behind the coach. When I say coach, I think Andile. So how does the coach fit into both the broader campaign, and how will it support June activities?
So in the broader campaign, the coach comes in as a helpline to support the ultimate aim of the project, which is to equip men to be present, active, and positive in the lives of their children. And so, as I've said before, you can come on and you can get tips on how to be present, active, and positive in the life of your child throughout the different stages of their development. And then when you come on board as well, we also speak to social fathers. We've got tips and tools for social fathers on how they can engage with young people who are within their circle of influence. And then, of course, we've got where you can ask a question and you get an answer. So all of that supports the broader project of equipping men with the necessary skills and tools to be active, present, and positive. And then what we've also decided to do and come alongside with the project is, in the month of June, because our film centers around play, we've got a couple of promotions that will be running. Mm-hmm. And the big one is our Lego giveaway. Mm-hmm. And to enter it is the simplest thing. You don't pay any money. You just register on the coach and you engage on the coach. You read tips. You look at the messages that we send on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You can watch videos. And each of those actions gives you entries into the grand draw, which will be held at the end of the month of June. And we've also got the dad code and the mom code, which we spoke about in brief last week. But ultimately, the dad code and the mom code are the users of the coach saying, I am making a pledge to, if I am a father, to be present in the lives of the children, not only my children, but those who are within my circle of influence. Mm. And if you're a mother, it's you pledging to give men access to those children so that they can come in and step in as the father figures. And if you do sign the dad code, it's going to be a very nice thing.
The dad code, I love it.
All you have to do is you do a thumbs up. We'll send out the nudge to everyone. And if you take it, you give a thumbs up, you'll get a certificate right there on WhatsApp with your name as well as the date that you have signed.
Aww.
And then you will get a discount coupon that you can redeem an incentive from the website. And we've got nice t-shirts that we're giving away. Well, we're not really giving them away, we're giving them away at cost, so it won't cost you much to get the t-shirt through to you. And it's just our way of saying, take the pledge, wear the t-shirt, and start the conversations with people when they ask, what does I am present, active, and positive mean? And then that starts a conversation on which you can get more people interested, not just in the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach, but in the broader project as well.
I mean, today I think I am in the spirit of giving. You know, I feel like I am very generous. So I want you to listen carefully. I'm about to give away the answer of what I want from you. So, and this is how I'm going to do it. Just listen carefully. Because Lerigo has told us what the movie is all about already, I want Andile to actually come back and tell us more about the movie, and also just, you know, about where to watch the actual movie. I'm going to brag also. I've been exclusively invited, Lereko, to go and watch the movie. Because important people, you know. So listen up carefully, because the answer is going to come up in what Andy is about to say.
So you can watch Playing Dad on the Heartlines website. You can go to fathersmatter.org.za. Mm-hmm. And there will be a big thing, you cannot miss it, that says watch the film. The film will be live on our website on the 13th of June. Mm-hmm. And then from the 15th onwards, you can catch it on community TV stations as mm-hmm. well as on our YouTube channel. So I know we do have it on Cape Town TV, I think Gauteng TV, as well as Soweto TV. So you can catch them on all those stations, but you can also go to our Heartlines YouTube channel and catch it there from the 15th, or just come onto our website and you can watch the premiere to everyone else of the movie Playing Dad. And it's an amazing film. It's about a dad who is left with his child, and he has to make some decisions in his life about how he's going to interact with his child.
Sure.
But there's a certain crisis that happens, and he has to pull people from the community together to make things right.
I'm so glad you said it that vaguely, because I was about to say, wait till you're messing up my Wednesday moment. I want to watch that movie. Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Now, you have a Lego giveaway, I understand.
Yes.
The first person to message, listen carefully. First person to message with the correct answer to this question wins a set. Come on. This is not just for dads. Most mummies can also text.
Anyone who's listening right now.
All right.
Now,
let's see who's quick on the fingers. What is the new Fathers Matter film titled? Guys, Andile, in this past answer, gave it away twice. Actually. So answer this question. What is the new Fathers Matter film titled? And you are going to win yourself a set of Lego. Now, as we wrap up, Lereko and Andile, How can people get involved both with the broader campaign and the WhatsApp coach? Who do we start with?
I'll start with Lereko.
Okay, Lereko, over to you.
Yeah, I mean, really, low-hanging fruit is to really try out our Father's Matter coach. Mm. I'll leave that to Andile. But really, that's really low-hanging fruit. You know, I've been using it. I'm a dad to a 7-year-old daughter, and
it's
been so useful because she's at an age now where she's asking, you know, those questions that, you know, that are quite difficult to tackle. And so the coach has been such a useful tool for me personally. But take a look at our website, you know, fathersmatter.org.za. We're working across the country with stakeholders, people who are doing like-minded work, working with fathers, working with families, working with communities. And so I think you'll be quite interested to see what you can do with us. You know, we have a lot of workshops that we do. We have a lot of event partnerships that we do with a lot of NGOs, churches. And so there's a lot of opportunity for individuals, a lot of opportunities for organizations to really partner with us. What we're trying to do is larger than us, really. We cannot do it on our own. There's a lot of wonderful organizations who have impacted the areas in which they work in. So yeah, look at our website, really. And also, I'm happy to share my email address to anyone who would like to chat further, lereko@heartlines.org.za, lereko@heartlines.org.za. And yeah, I mean, it's really an exciting time right now, you know, with our film. And so we'd love to share it with the world, really. But yeah, I'd love to hand over to Andile around the coach.
Andile, you know when you do you guys understand closer?
Yes.
There's a mom sizela umuntu ukhumbukela. I'm seeing a reply here. That's so close, guys. I feel like ngiyam sizela.
Remember, you can catch the new film Playing Dad on the 13th of June. But I think
there's a clue again. Try Matabata quickly, my friend.
Playing Dad is on the 13th of June on the Father's Matter website. But another way you can get involved, and it's not just you know, if you're a dad, but if you're a dad, if you're a mom, if you're a social father, you can get engaged on the coach, on the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach. And the nice thing is, if you want to plan community events, we've actually built it into the coach. You can ask questions like, how can I do a screening of any of the Heartlines films within my community? And it'll give you a step-by-step guide on how you can do it. We've recently launched what we call an annual program guide, which just gives people an idea of the different types of events they can do throughout the year in different circumstances. So whether you're an ECD or you are a church or you are a business, we've got ideas there that run across the board, and you can easily come on there and ask the coach, hey, what can we do in our organization for fathers on Father's Day? Or can we do with the youth for Father's Day? And the coach will take from those APGs, but it will also give you a step-by-step breakdown of how you can do something that at least brings fathers and children together.
Absolutely love to hear it, I must say. Gentlemen, it's really been great, and I'm looking forward to this coming Wednesday when I get to see it before everybody. How important and special can one be?
What are you going to watch, by the way?
Playing Dad. I've got it right? I'm going to watch Playing Dad this coming Wednesday. A whole team actually from Pulpit is coming through. I think I think about 5 of us actually are coming through to watch the movie. So I'm really excited and I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully I'll meet you, Lereko, at the movie viewing as well.
Yes, in case you're wondering, this is the face that you'll be looking
for. This is the face. I won't miss it. Won't miss it.
You'll be asking everyone, are you Lereko? Are you Lereko? So this is the face.
Quickly, this is totally out of topic. We were actually trying to figure out what your name means. I know Ugreka is to buy. What does your name really mean? Lereko, buying.
No, far from it. So Lereko means mercy in Sesotho. God is merciful. And then it means abundance in Setswana. quite a poignant name.
This is going to sound wrong, but if I mistakenly have a child again, I'll call him Lereko because I'm married to a Sotho gentleman, so I'm not very good. My Sotho is the worst. So if there's
if
a name.
Throw Lereko in. If you throw a name in, the Sotho people are going to go, yo.
There's a name. I've got a name.
And, you know, on that, remember that in the month of June, we'll be rolling out the multi-language coach. So maybe the next time could ask the coach this question in Sesotho and you would get a response to
But my friend, I can't answer in Sesotho. I can ask in English and then I ask them to respond in Sotho because I don't know Sotho.
You know, you have given me something to think about, asking in one language and getting a response in another.
Exactly.
Now I'll be working on that just for you.
All right. Guys, thank you so much. See you on Wednesday, Lereko. Thank you so much for honoring us and teaching me something.
You.
You'll also brief me on what bandwidth is and how you lower it, ne? Gentlemen, you've made my afternoon. Thank you so much and God bless.
Bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.